president has made it clear to those concerns that we're not getting pulled in any direction. We're leading. The president is leading. He's determining where we want to go, what the outcome will be, what the end state is, with a very keen eye. And I understand those concerns because I've heard from a lot of people who went through, I went through 20 years of those wars myself, worried about getting dragged in, worried about mission creep, worried about nation building or democracy expansion. That's never the perspective the president has pursued on this. Just because previous presidents and previous secretaries have decided to just pour more resources and more people in toward some unguided end state, doesn't mean that's the way the world needs to look today. In fact, the American people voted for a different approach, but what the president also stated from the beginning was Iran can't have a nuclear weapon. And it's one thing to say it. It's easy to say. Anybody can say that. I mean, Barack Obama said that. But to do something about it takes courage and resolve. But in that courage and in that resolve, you can also be very scoped in what you're trying to execute to ensure that the sacrifice of Americans, American treasure, American lives, all of those properly meet the objective that you're trying to accomplish. And certainly, as someone I talked out front about what the Iranians have done to our generation, yes, we're clear-eyed about it, but my job is to keep it scoped, given the directive to the president to accomplish the mission.